Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Their chance to put themselves one up. Ashwood at the moment can't seem to get out their own half. They still lead 1-0 at the King Power Stadium.
Ashwood did not expect to be in this position. I didn't expect them to be in this position. Speaking of position, looking at as it stands table now, they're seventh, Ashwood at the moment.
Exactly, Billy. They may have lost to Man City last week, but with the way the results are going, they are seventh as it stands. Still leading the chasing pack in the Premier League. But Leicester want to level things up. 80 minutes on the clock here. And Ndidi has given it away to Broom, who's found Amadou. And he's in a foot race here with Maguire. And he's going to win it. Leicester defenders nowhere to be seen. Maguire tries to bring him down. Amadou is through one-on-one with Schmeichel. Amadou's going to have a go and he's done it. He's done it. Leicester surely out for the count here. Rodgers looks to his bench.
Hey.
Jess.
What are you doing here in the corridor of uncertainty?
I'm admiring the hallways of the King Power.
You're missing the game.
Well, let me know when it's 1-1, okay?
It's 2-0, Patrick.
Oh, shit. When did that happen?
About 5 minutes ago.
Who scored?
Willy Amadou.
Oh, Willy, why? Man, why would you do this to me?
I'm sensing the prospect of Europa League football is playing on your mind.
Yeah, it's playing on my mind. It's playing on my bowels. It's playing on my scalp. Look at that. Look there.
Balding?
Balding? No, not fucking balding. No, there. The dryness.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's all red and blotchy and I can't stop itching it.
It's not that red.
Well, I've got a bit of concealer on it.
Concealer? You should be spending your money on therapy, not concealer from Superdrug.
It's not funny, Jess. This is not fucking funny. I've got a stress-related rash. I've got Alzawi and Hutch with me all afternoon. I've got people calling me about the country club.
It's gone through?
Nearly. Probably by the middle of the week.
How much did you get it for?
£4.6 million.
£4.6 million.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's a lot. That's like a country manor. Or a Cardiff City substitute.
Yeah, I know.
Is that as a mortgage?
No, Jess, I took it from the pile of cash under my pillow. Who do you think I am? Alexis Sanchez. Yes, it's a fucking mortgage.
Why are you buying it then?
Because I got carried away and I'm supposed to be getting 90 million quid out of this deal. But right now, Leicester haven't fucking turned up and Adeyemi seems to have Jamie Vardy in his pocket.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. Got Fulham on the final day.
I know. And we're at home.
Fuck.
We need to do something drastic.
Okay, what if we demand that Hutch sells regardless of getting Europe?
No, he won't. He told his shareholders he wouldn't, so he won't.
Oh, that fucker.
We need to throw the Fulham game.
Keep your fucking voice down. Are you insane?
It's for the greater good.
What are you, a fucking Branch Davidian? Yeah, let's all drink the Kool-Aid, Jess. You go first.
We don't have the squad for Europa.
What, you think I don't know that?
Don't fucking raise your voice at me. You got yourself into this position.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Why don't we put 90 million quid to your name and see how you handle it?
So you steal millions, yet I suggest something and you clutch your pearl necklace?
Suggest something? That fucking something could have me sharing a cell with Mac the Knife.
Yeah, where you belong.
Oh, fuck. Fuck off.
You can't pick and choose, Patrick. Grow some balls, grow some tits, grow anything. You fucked us. Now deal
with it. Jess, I didn't actually ask for your help on this
one. No, you didn't. You never fucking
did. Oh, come on.
And the fact of the matter is, if you or that Scottish vampire had suggested this, then you'd be all over it.
What is this? Favouritism in the workplace?
No, it's cuntism. Enjoy the rest of the game, Patrick.
Yeah, you too. All right, why don't you ask Adeyemi to play Ian Acho on side, or why don't we assassinate our own keeper from the stands? How about that? And I'm not fucking balding.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a five-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. Monday, with the weekend match day putting results in favour of Ashwood, and with the 2-0 victory versus Leicester at the King Power, Ashwood now sit in 7th place, with one game to go. If Ashwood secure 7th position, they will also acquire Europa League football next season. Patrick is speaking with current owner Hutch Lewis and potential new owner Mohamed Alzawi about those implications.
More of the technical side will be handled by the legal team, but we have everything in place contractually.
Aye, that is great. And we are happy with the paperwork we received this morning. So, we will get the final offer for you to sign.
Oh, brilliant, guys. Good developments. Right, will you need me there for the completion of the sale?
No.
Right, okay.
Aye, Mr. Nolan, you have some redness on your forehead.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just from something I've got at the gym this morning. Before I came to work, you know.
It looks dry and itchy.
Hey, listen, guys, I think we're ready to push this through. You know, we've got everything sorted here.
I am happy.
Mohammed, you know I can't sign that until next week.
Due to the European football issue.
That's right.
And we cannot find a way around this?
There is no way around it. I don't want to let down my shareholders.
But they will be richer.
Well, they invested in the project, Mohammed. If the first phase is achieved on Sunday, then I can't sell. It's as simple as that.
We understand. We will speak again soon.
Sure thing.
What are you doing, Hutch? Are you doing this on purpose?
Doing what on purpose?
Dangling this carrot in front of me, this £90 million carrot, just so you can take it away for fucking Europa League.
I don't understand the word you just said.
Tell the club, Hutch, this Europe thing is not good.
What is it with you Brits in Europe? It's a great place, goddammit.
No, it's not like that. Listen, Europa League is not the success you are looking for.
Who are you, Ben fucking Kenobi?
You think this is success, but it isn't.
Don't tell me what I think. It's exactly the level of success we build into our portfolio that people invested in.
Oh, fuck them. All right, you don't get it, Hutch.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. All right, because some analyst told you that this was progress doesn't mean it is. You know why we're in this position? Because nobody else wants it. Nobody else is fighting for it. Watford, Wolves, Everton, West Ham, they're all just walking around the chairs knowing that when the music stops, we'll be stood there alone.
Alone. In 7th position.
Look, it's expensive and it's exhausting. You know they play these games on Thursday night, Hutch. Thursday night.
Look, I don't need this money as much as you do, Patrick. This is about ethics of my business, not your goddamn country club.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Now, if you don't mind, I have a business to run. A business that people trust in.
This is not happening. This is not happening. Not now, Christine.
Patrick, I've got Catherine on the line from Hunter and Walsh.
Oh, right. Okay, fine. Put her through.
Oh, hello, Patrick?
Hi, Catherine. Hi. Look, I'm glad I've got you, actually.
did you hear that?
What?
We just literally popped some champagne for you in the office.
Champagne.
Lols. We're all
glugging down a glassy poo right now, IRL. It's all gone through. I'm going to be your BFF.
It's gone through.
Oh, OMG, you sound totes emosh.
I sound what?
Totes emosh, babe.
Totes emosh.
So, we're going to literally meet with management peeps you hired to Mozza.
Great. Great.
But Broadley Country Club is all yours. Congrats, hon.
Thank you.
Oh, yaysville. I'm so proud right now. I can't even.
Yeah, well, I can. Oh, I am totes fucked.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I mean, major stories of the weekend, apart from the title race, is this mini-league outside the top six that is now headed up by Ashwood City, of all clubs. Not only are they leading it, it's in their hands. They've got Fulham on the final day in what is their last appearance in the Premier League for at least a season.
And always remarkable.
But I just want to ask, Billy, there's been a few rumblings about this. How do they, for want of a better phrase, stop themselves from being very Ashwood about it?
Yeah, by blowing it, you mean?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, it's a concern. Look, they've put an incredible run together. They picked up points against everyone except Liverpool and City, and that's because both of those sides are freaks, quite frankly. Ashwood have got to keep their heads. They lose this, they draw this, there's no way they're finishing seventh.
But it is in their hands, Billy.
No, you're right, but the sides below them can all catch them. And if they slip up, you know, Wolves will be there.
Sorry to stop you there, but Wolves have got Liverpool on the final day. That's not going to be easy.
Yeah. But failing that, Everton can catch them. Watford can catch them. The chances of all three of those sides not winning is pretty slim. So Ashwood know for a fact it's all on them. And we all know they don't cope well with that kind of pressure. Plus, their goal difference is dreadful.
If, Billy, I had tapped you on the shoulder on Christmas Day all those months ago and told you that Ashwood would have been moments away from securing Europa League football come the end of the season, what would you have said?
I would have asked you if you'd been on the mulled wine.
Good one, Billy.
Honestly, I would have been less surprised if a man in a red suit had fallen down me chimney.
So would I, Billy, so would I. You're definitely on the naughty list, mate.
How does Santa know that?
Maybe you asked your wife.
What do you mean by that? Hmm? The wife comment? What was that?
Nothing, no. It's just a joke.
I don't know why you're bringing Leanne into this. I don't know what that's got to do with it.
I think you know, Billy, and I think Leanne does too. Coming up next, we're talking Manchester United's hunt for a new sporting director. Is it the right way to go? What's going to change at Manchester United?
It's Thursday. The final game of the Premier League season is just 3 days away, and head of communications Jess Tate has gone to visit sporting director Chris Woody Woodall.
I can't tell you how disappointing it is to open the door expecting Deliveroo and see the angel of death.
Oh,
What did you order?
Pizza.
You mean this pizza?
Have you got a part-time delivery gig at the moment or something? Is your pay that bad?
No, I'm too loyal to Ashford. What about you?
Why are you looking at me like that? I don't get this kind of treatment from the other delivery guys.
I'm just checking to see if you're still working for us.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jess.
Why don't you?
I've been working for us all week.
Working for us? Or working for someone else?
Just give me the fucking pizza. What have you done with the delivery guy? Just tell me where you buried the body and I'll deal with it in the morning.
No, you're dealing with me. Right now. Why did you meet with Ed Woodward?
Oh, fuck.
No, fuck indeed. Now let me in so I can squirt this molten cheese crust into your fucking eye.
Either way, we can't control what happens on the pitch.
I know, Patrick, you've said that 1,000 fucking times, but on our side of things, we've done everything that we can for this deal, right?
Right.
And if we lose or draw against Fulham, then we're in business.
Well, if we lose or draw against Fulham, I will marry Scott Parker and have his babies.
Fulham could give us a tough game, you don't know.
No, I do know.
Well, Ryan Babel's finding form.
Yeah, well, we've beaten Tottenham, Wolves and Leicester, the darlings of the Premier League. I don't think some multi-million pound championship lab experiment's going to stop us.
I saw a stat that they've had as many clean sheets under Scott Parker as they have had all season.
Oh, whoop-de-fucking-do.
Yeah, they might be on a beach, sure, but we...
On the beach? They've been on the beach since August. Like, they're marooned, Alex. The Tom Hanks in Castaway. I'm surprised they haven't drawn faces on the football.
Well, right, it's time for threats.
Threats?
Yeah. Look, we need to put Hutch in a difficult position.
I think we've done that enough this season.
Yeah, well, you've got a real gift for it. You're talented in the dark art of arseholery.
Well, you know, it's nice to see my degree is going to good use.
Withdraw your share from the deal unless Hutch agrees to the sale, regardless of European football.
Won't work.
Can we just fucking try it, at least?
Alex, listen. Hutch will not sell if we get Europe.
Well, it's time to force his hand.
Now, I've tried forcing his hand. It can't happen.
Fuck.
Speaking of, the dark arts of arseholery.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to the High Priestess of it the other day at the Leicester game.
Yeah, she said that you guys fell out?
Yeah, it's tricky.
Tricky? She said it was because of her balding comment.
No, it wasn't because of her fucking balding comment, because I'm not fucking balding.
Nah, she didn't really.
Christ. So anyway, she said... she said we should throw the Fulham game.
Throw the game?
Yeah.
What, as in...
As in lose it, Alex. Lose the game.
Can you do that?
Well, you can do anything in football and get away with it, apart from zonal marking.
Then that's a fucking brilliant idea. Why aren't we doing that?
Well, it's frowned upon.
How much frowning are we talking about?
Expulsion from the league.
Oh, OK. So, a pretty strong frown. Like a Pierluigi Collina-type frown.
That's a big fucking frown.
I can't believe you. Manchester United. Manchester fucking United is such a cliche.
Hey, I didn't ask them, did I? They came to me. Everybody knows they're looking for a sporting director.
They offered you sporting director.
Well, it's technical director. I'll be working alongside Ollie.
Yeah, in the fucking passenger seat.
It's not like that. It's...
So it's a demotion.
The money is so much more, Jess.
Wait. United are aimlessly throwing money at a problem? Oh, hold me, Woody, before I faint with this disbelief.
You nearly joined Arsenal, didn't you? You can't talk.
I can talk, actually. And I'm going to have another slice.
Oh, fuck off. You've had 6 slices of it already.
You know, Ole is just Brexit, Woody.
He's what?
He's a football form of Brexit.
Jess, either explain your point or eat the pizza. You can't do both, clearly.
Mm-hmm. So, United wanted a change. They listened to the fans. Go for identity, freedom, bring back the good old days, in comes Ole, and then bang.
Bang?
Yeah, bang. Turns out, it's just empty words. No practical steps taken to fix anything.
It's actually quite good.
I know. So have I talked you out of it?
No.
Well, if it's all about the money...
No, it's not all about the money.
Well, then wait for the Al Saud takeover, mate. Then we're going to be rolling in the staff. We'll be the Man City of the South soon enough. But, you know, without Fabian Delph.
Jess, I've got some bad news for you, all right? We're going to beat Fulham, and you'll be going to Horse and Cart FC in Transylvania before you know it.
We don't have to beat Fulham if we don't want to.
You've lost your fucking mind.
What? I didn't say anything.
You said everything with your demonic eyes.
So what? What's throwing a game?
This is why you and Patrick fell out, isn't it?
Maybe.
Ah, fuck. fucking knew it. You told him to throw the Fulham game.
I suggested it, yeah.
He can't go for that.
No.
No can do.
Fine. It's just a suggestion that would solve all of our problems, that's all.
Hey, pal.
Woody, I've got an idea.
Pizza. Hold on, mate. I'm going to put you on speaker. I'm eating my pizza.
Again?
Right. Shoot.
Yeah, okay, anyway, I've come up with an idea, and it's pretty damn good, but I need your help.
What is it, pal?
Well, we need to avoid European football at all costs, so I have decided that we need to throw the Fulham game. What was that?
Nothing. I just had some pepperoni stuck in my throat, and then I coughed it up, but it was all kind of mushy and gross, so I gagged on it, and then it kind of filled down my throat again, so it mixed with a bit of bile, so it was all sour.
God, that's my dinner plans cancelled.
So, you want to throw the game?
Yeah, not a bad idea. What do you think?
I think it's my fucking idea, you prick!
Oh, should have said. Jess is here. She sends her love.
Hello.
Have you got the stuff?
Yep, here.
Let me inspect it. Good. She's eating the last one.
I got an extra large, no pepperoni, because I don't want a repeat of that mini-vomit description. So.
Come in. Hey.
What?
What's that on your head?
It's just a rash.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. It's from stress.
Well, there's a woman in my lounge that wants to cut your bollocks off. Don't know if that'll help with your stress or not.
Valencia trail from the first leg 3-1. But they're on home turf now. There's the Valencia boss, Dan Watson.
Jess, that's enough. Stop throwing pizza at the TV.
Is he getting white?
Who, Dan?
Yeah, wait for them to put the camera on him again.
Valencia have set up a little differently than what they had at the Emirates, and there's Dan Watson looking on
there
here.
He is.
Assessing the
Right, that's it. Switching it off.
Okay,
what are you doing?
Now we can give 100% attention to Patrick's apology.
Well, I mean, I don't know if an apology as such is necessary. Okay, fine. Sorry, fine. I apologise. Okay, I apologise. You were right, Jess, and I wasn't as right as you.
I wasn't as right as you.
Yeah.
It's called being wrong, pal.
Okay, whatever. Look, I need some help here.
What do you need?
How do I do this?
Lasagna.
You've just had pizza.
No, remember Lasagna Gate. Poison the lasagna.
Okay, any other suggestions apart from that one from the KGB officer in the pencil skirt?
Then you have to saw it with Rod. That's your only option.
I don't know how to take this to him.
It's a unique request for our head coach. He'll give you that.
Yeah, exactly, and he could report me to someone.
Yeah, yeah. You need to make a pretty decent offer.
Yeah. Woody.
What?
What do you think?
Yeah, tricky one, isn't it?
Tricky one? Is that it?
Yeah. Maybe up his wages or something, money in the summer sort of deal.
Well, look, you've been dealing with his contract, so perhaps you're best speaking with him.
Maybe.
Is everything all right?
What, with me? Hey, I'm tip-top.
Right, okay, so you can do that for me.
Do what?
Speak to Rod, sort this out.
Look, I'd rather not, pal, if that's all right. Sorry.
You'd rather not.
Aye. You want me to put Arsenal Valencia back on?
Yeah, sure. Jess has ran out of pizza anyway.
Still all Valencia here, and Arsenal find themselves facing another corner. Dan Watson on your screens there.
Right, Jess, enough.
On the touchline, looking to get the very best out of his side.
All right, Gavin, you're on Ashford Fan TV. We are 90 minutes away from finishing seventh and guaranteeing us a Europa League spot. How are you feeling?
I just can't believe it, Danny. It's amazing, isn't it? You know, it wasn't that long ago we were there scrapping with Cardiff. Absolutely. And Huddersfield and Fulham, you know, who were playing today. Look, I don't mean that they're mugs or anything, but I think they got nothing to play for, have they? So, look, we're already there. We're already there in Europe. And I for once, you know, for once, I'm as happy as a pig in a brothel.
What do you mean by that?
it's a saying, isn't it, Danny?
Yeah, but you've got that really wrong, mate. You know, it'd be like, I'm as terrified as a pig in a slaughterhouse, or he couldn't arrange a shag in a brothel. I don't know what you mean.
Look, don't let this ruin the occasion, mate. A white little bit of English lesson with Danny here. No, look, right, we are 90 minutes. I'm going to say it down the lens, man.
Yeah,
say it down the f***ing lens. Ashwood City are 90 minutes away from the Champions League.
Europa League, Kevin.
What did I say?
You said Champions League, you dickhead!
From the Europa League!
F***ing hell, now. All right, Gavin, while I've got you, mate, I just want to get your thoughts on the lineup. Have you seen the lineup at all?
No, I haven't, no.
He's got Adeyemi and Nipic on the bench today.
Oh. He's done what?
Yeah. Also, Riviere's sitting this one out. They say he's done something to his finger in training.
He's on the bench?
Yeah, apparently he's really hurt his finger in training, so he's out of it.
He's got 9 other fingers, hasn't he, last time I checked?
Yeah, so look at the formation, I reckon. He's got, look, Amadou isolated right in the middle there, and there's no wingers. Oh, there's no wingers at all.
Right. That is... I don't know why he's done that, Danny.
It's worrying, you know. Personally, I'm a bit worried.
In Rod we trust, right? In Rod we trust.
In Rod we trust!
You know, I've been following Ashwood around the country week in, week out for years. Me and my little girl, right? All over the country. And I'll open my hands up and say, I've never been to Zurich. I've never been to Bordeaux.
Me neither.
I've never been to Aberdeen. You know, and
me neither, mate.
It's amazing. I still can't believe it. You know, we are 90 minutes away from the Champions League.
Europa League, Gavin.
From the Europa League.
Woody, hi. It's me. The game is about to start. Rod just wants some clarification on some points to make sure that, you know, Operation Fuck Up goes ahead. So... give me a call. Okay, I'm in the hospitality bar. Okay. Bye.
Still no answer from him?
No.
Patrick, I think it might be worth you knowing something.
Do you think he's going to fuck me over?
Yeah, he might.
You think that? You think Rod is going to fuck me over?
Oh, Rod. Well, he agreed to throw the game, didn't he, Patrick? Because you made it pretty clear that you agreed to it.
Shh, God. Jess, I realise you're 2 pints in, but... Jesus, keep your voice down.
2 pints in, I'm drinking wine.
Yeah, I know.
Tell me you're not giving him the improved contract until full time.
Of course not. I'm not a fucking idiot.
Then how can he fuck you over?
Ah, you're right. No, you're right, good point. Have you heard from Woody at all?
No.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome out onto the pitch our visitors for today, Fulham FC, and in association with iBet Gamble Smart, for potentially the most important 90 minutes of our club's recent history, Darkley Park, raise the roof, make some noise for your Super Whites! Ashwood City!
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts. This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym... for, I'm going to say £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.